All right. At this time, we're going to have our dear sister Carla give us an opening prayer.
Can you hear me, sis?
I hear you.
Let's go to our Father in prayer. Heavenly Father God, the most magnificent Father of heaven and earth, thank you, Lord, for all you do for us, which we don't deserve. We are so unworthy of your grace and mercy you show each and every day. When we open our eyes, we should be ever thankful. Please, Heavenly Father, forgive me my sin, which are many. Please honor this prayer for everybody to be blessed by you. Lord, bless this world to understand your divine word when they read and obey to be saved. God, you are awesome and so worthy to be praised. We love, we adore you. I'm coming, Lord, with a humble heart to ask you to bless this nation, all races, creed, and color of this world. It is you that have made us and not we ourselves. Let us be a light, Lord, to those who are lost in this present time. Be not a light sometimes, but every step we take, we need to glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. Let us be kind to one another, that we may show Jesus in us. We are the temple of God. Bless all the LPW members, and bless all the team leaders of the LPW. For all the work of the Lord, these teams are designed to help us in our spiritual walk in Jesus. Lord, bless those to obey the gospel before it's too late, and bless those that have fallen away by the wayside to come to the church before it's too late. Thank you, Lord, for dying on that old rugged cross for us because you love us. So we also love you. Bless all the churches of Christ to be the light of the world. Bless all the admins and the admin assistants, all LPW, and all things LPW. Thank you, Lord, for this sisterhood of the Church of Christ, Lady Prayer Warriors. Father, bless the prayerathon to be a success. And Father, bless this program tonight. Bless the sick and the shut-in and those in the hospital, Father God. Heal them. Those that are grieving at this time, Father, strengthen their hearts and comfort them. Bless those that are incarcerated. Give them a second chance to get it right with you. Bless our loved ones and all our families. Let us show love to each other. Bless this COVID to cease. Bless all the schools and colleges, the students, the teachers, and all other school faculty. Bless all jobs and all co-workers. Bless the flooded victims and the fire victims. Protect us from the storm. Bless the mental health to take their medication, to do better for themselves and not harm themselves or others. Father, we just thank you for all what you do for us. Bless those that travel day by day. Give us traveling grace, Father God. Highways, flying, trains. Be our guide, the pilot. Bless our homes, our vehicles that we have to transport to transport to wherever we need to go. Bless us, Lord, in all the everything we do. We honor and we give you all the praise for all the blessings that you give us. Thank you, Lord. This is my prayer and this is my plea in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now, we're going to have our scripture reading, and that will be done by our dear sister, Beverly White.
Good evening, sisters. Can you hear me, Sister
Katrina? We hear you, sis.
Okay, thank you. I'll be reading from the Christian Standard Bible, Jonah 10, 1 through 2. That's Jonah 2, 1 through 2. Jonah's prayer, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from inside the fish. I called to the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. I cried out for help in the belly of Sheol, and you heard my voice. Sisters, that's from Jonah 2:1-2. May the Lord bless the hearers and the doers of his word. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Beverly, for boldly reading God's word on tonight. Now we're going to have a song praise by our songbird, Sister Cynthia Watson.
Good evening, sisters. Okay. I'll be singing for you tonight, He Restoreth My Soul. When I'm low in spirit, I cry, Lord, lift me up. I want to go higher with Thee. But the Lord knows I can't live on the mountain. So he picked out a valley for me. Jesus leads me beside still waters. Somewhere in the valley below, he drew me aside to be tested and tried. But in the valley, he restoreth my soul. It's dark as a dungeon where the sun seldom shines. And I question, Lord, why must this be? Then he tells me there's strength in my sorrow, and there's a victory in trials for me. Jesus leads me beside still waters. Somewhere in the valley below, he drew me aside to be tested and tried. But in the valley, he restored my soul. Jesus leads me beside still waters, somewhere in the valley below, he drew me aside to be tested and tried. But in the valley, he restored my soul. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that beautiful song, In the Valley, He Restored My Soul. All right, sister, now it is time for our introduction of the speaker of the hour, and that is going to be done by our dear sister, Sharaka Melton.
Thank you, Sister Katrina. Welcome everyone to the call, especially our first-time callers. Tonight, I have the special privilege of introducing It Might Be You. This sister is a part of several Lady Prayer Warrior teams. She's a part of the benevolence team
and the prison ministry sick and shut in. She was born and raised in Lufkin, Texas. She also is employed as a lead custodian, standing on the front line as an essential worker, making sure that the facilities that she works at are clean and free of COVID. His sister is been a member of the Lord's Church for over 46 years. She is indeed through and through a lady prayer warrior and has attended her first retreat on our last retreat. She has participated in the 100 Days of Prayer, and she's done that twice, and she has participated in our upcoming 24-hour prayer done on last year. She's planning to do it again. She is married to Kenneth Holcomb. She has two children, Larry and Albert. Grandchildren, Larell, Jalen, Kayla, Shayla, Taylor, Larry Jr., Braden, and Aiden. They're running up, ringing a bell. And she loves to sing for our Friday night Bible series. So I'm sure by now, for those that know Lady Prayer Warrior through and through, you know that I am going to introduce none other than Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Good evening, sisters. When will we listen? Sister, I would like to first of all thank God for blessing us all to be here on this call tonight, for blessing me with the strength to come before you. And thanks to the administrators for allowing me to speak on tonight. I would also like to thank the program participants for doing such a fine job. Sister Katrina Stafford for being such a gracious host. Sister Carla Gaddis for that heartfelt prayer well put together. Sister Beverly White for the eloquent reading of the scriptures. Sister Cynthia Watson for the lovely song. Sister Sharonka for the wonderful introduction, and to Sister Diane DeGraff for closing us out tonight. Sisters, tonight I'll be speaking to you from the subject, When Will We Listen? The word listen defined is to pay attention to someone or something in order to hear what is being said, sung, or played. When we talk to our children, telling them to do one thing or another, clean your room, do your homework, wash your dishes, or even take out the trash, sometimes we return only to find that they didn't listen or completely disregarded what you told them to do. However, when told again with emphasis, you may get the desired result. Tonight, sisters, I have three questions on the subject, when will we listen? They are, will we listen when trouble comes? Will we listen when sickness comes? Or will we listen when death comes? In Jonah 1:1-3, God asked Jonah to go to Nineveh to cry out against it because his wickedness had come up before him. But Jonah, he arose up and to flee to a place called Tarshish, and disregarded what God had said. Jonah found a ship going to Tarshish from Joppa, so he paid the fare, got on the ship, all in the attempt to get away from God. Well, the Lord sent a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea. The ship was about to be broken up. The men on the ship were afraid, and they all cried out to their God. Well, Jonah had gone into the lowest parts of the ship and was asleep. The captain came to him and said, pray to your God so that we will not perish. Long story short, Jonah told the mariners that he was the cause that that the storm was upon them, so they eventually threw him overboard. In verse 17, God had prepared a fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. Well, Jonah prayed to God from the belly of the fish in Jonah 2:1-2. And he was, at this point, he needed God to listen to him. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and the fish vomited Jonah up on dry land. In Jonah 3:1-4, the word of the Lord came to Jonah again, saying, "Arise and go to Nineveh and preach unto it, preaching what I bid thee." Jonah was then willing to listen to the instructions of the Lord and made it to Nineveh in record time. Will we listen when trouble comes? Number two, will we listen when sickness comes? In 2 Kings 5:1-15, Naaman, commander of the army of Syria, Naaman was a man of high rank, but he was a leper. Leprosy is a contagious disease that affects the skin, mucous membranes, and nerves, causing discoloration and lumps on the skin, and in severe cases, disfigurement or deformities. In 2 Kings 5:2, the Syrians had gone out by groups. On one occasion, they went out and they brought back a little girl from the land of Israel. This girl became the servant of Naaman's wife. One day, the little girl said to Naaman's wife, "I wish that my master would meet the prophet who lives in Samaria. He would heal him of his leprosy." Naaman went to the king and told him what she said. So the king agreed to send a letter to the king of Israel. But after receiving the letter, the king tore his clothes and to show that he was upset, saying it was a trick to start a fight. So Elijah, when he heard that the king had torn his clothes, he requested that Naaman be sent to him, and he shall know that there was a prophet in Israel. So Naaman went to Elijah's house, and Elijah sent a messenger to him saying, "Go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." Well, Naaman couldn't listen for thinking about the way that he thought things should have gone, causing him to, first of all, become furious, and went away and said, "Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Are not the Abana and the Pharpha, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. Now Naaman was still sick with leprosy, and he was leaving but hadn't even tried to obey Elijah's words, because that wasn't what he wanted to hear. So his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? Now, all that he said to you is wash and you will be clean." Naaman heard the prophet Elijah, Elijah said, but because of his own thoughts getting in the way, he wasn't listening. So Naaman went and washed even 7 times in the Jordan, and his skin was clean like that of a young child. When will we listen? Number three, will we listen when death comes? I'm sorry, let me start number three over. Will we listen when death comes? Well, it already has. In Hebrews 9:27, the Bible teaches, "It is appointed until man wants to die, and after that, the judgment." But this is not the death I'm speaking of. I'm speaking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for us all. In Philippians 2:6-11, the Bible speaks of this. Sisters, God loved us so much that he saw fit to send his own son to die on the cross for our sins. There is a song that saying that he didn't have to do it, and that's why I thank you, Lord, for being there for me. I want to read Philippians 2, 6, and 11. Philippians 2, 6, and 11 is a poetic description of Jesus' willingness to humble himself for our sake. Remember, when coming first as God and King, Jesus freely took on the form of a human being. He was humiliated and oppressed, following the will of his Father in order to be the sacrifice for our sins. As a result, Jesus...
You don't need no light.
Ma'am? As a result, Jesus will be given the ultimate glory and honor. Eventually, all people, whether they want to or not, will admit that Jesus is, in fact, Lord. For some, this will happen too late. Sister, I hope that I have said something tonight to make you want to listen better. And I appreciate you taking out the time to come out tonight. But that is my lesson, and thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Lottie. I know this is your first time speaking, and we appreciate you being ready to present your lesson on tonight. So thank you, sis, for an awesome job. All right, sisters, before we get into our encouraging words and comments on tonight, we're going to have a closing prayer by our dear sister, Diane DeGraffenried.
Good evening, sisters. Let us bow. Dear Heavenly Father, I come asking you to forgive me for my sins, known and unknown, so this prayer will not be hindered. Thank you for every sister on the call tonight and also for the ones that were unable to join us. I thank you so much for blessing us to hear the wonderful lesson from our dear sister Lottie Holcomb. When will we listen? And also for all of our program participants. Bless us to not only listen, but continue to strive daily to obey your word. Heavenly Father, I'm asking prayer for the sick, strengthen them, and if it's your will, please restore them to a normal portion of their health. Be with the bereaved, comfort their hearts, and give them your peace that surpasses all understanding. Bless the homeless that they will find shelter soon, and all of your children that are going through financial struggles, that they will be able to provide for their families the things that are needed and necessary. I also ask prayer for our 24-hour prayer-a-thon to be a success, giving you all the praise. I thank you for all of our admins and LPW sisters that we continue to pray, love, and encourage one another daily. I also thank you for all of our teams, team leaders, and members. Heavenly Father, I'm asking prayer for the leaders of our country that they unite looking to you for spiritual guidance. Bless all the churches of Christ worldwide, all of your children that have left the fold to return before it's too late, and all of your children who have not yet accepted you as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that they will while they are still among the living. I thank you for all of your love, grace, mercy, and blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, continue to bless and keep us safe. These and all other thanks and prayers I humbly ask in your darling Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Diane DeGraffenried, for that beautiful closing prayer.